When I was a kid, our dishwasher broke, and it took us about 3 years to get it fixed. And I don't know why that was, but I have a suspicion that some of it was that my dad liked to tell the story of how the dishwasher got broken. And so I'm going to just go very quickly over a few details you need to know before we get really deep into the story, which is that my dad had quit his job to start painting full-time at home, painting landscapes and things like that. And my mother was still working as an administrative assistant. And my sister and I were pretty young. We were in elementary school. And we would be at school, and my mom would be at work. My dad would be at home painting. And we lived way out in the country. Our nearest neighbor is a mile away. We had a lot of cats who did not come in the house, which is probably why we had a rodent problem in the house. And it was not mice, because the turds were too big to be mice turds. My dad had seen the rat one night in the kitchen and had seen where he escaped, where he entered and exited in the kitchen. And it was in a cabinet that was kind of high up. And then there's this sort of long dad and rat game going on for a long time with big, dangerous traps with peanut butter and things on them. And the rat is able to eat the peanut butter without getting caught in the trap. And this goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's a vendetta. And okay, now the story really begins. It's one day when my sister and I are at school and my mother is at work. And my dad hears a noise in the kitchen. And he goes in there, and there's the rat. And the rat is big. The rat is this big just in the body, and then you add the tail, you know, it's a big rat. So the rat is escaping into his usual place to get away, but he does something interesting. He stops and sort of turns around and looks at my dad out of the cabinet and doesn't go away right away. So my dad thinks, this is my chance. I'm going to kill this fucking rat. So he, first he thinks he'll get the shotgun, but then he kind of can picture what that's going to do to the kitchen cabinet, and the rifle is not much better because it's going to go through the walls and hit the wiring and who knows. And so he thinks, but you know, the BB gun might kill the rat, and it's probably not going to hurt the cabinet. So he sort of tiptoes backwards to find the BB gun, and he gets it, and he comes back, and the rat's still there. So he kind of creeps up as close as he can get without spooking the rat. And his plan is to shoot the rat directly in the eye. And so he's creeping up, and he takes aim, and he fires, and he misses completely, and the BB, you know, bounces off the cabinet. But the rat freaks out and jumps at him and comes flying out of the cabinet at him and doesn't hit him, but lands on the floor right in front of him and is stunned because it's fallen quite a long ways. And it begins to scrabble on the linoleum floor. And my dad, you know, is, oh, my God. So then he thinks, all right, I'm going to stomp on the rat. And he starts to try to stomp on the rat, and the rat is just zooming all over the kitchen and ricocheting off the walls and eventually hits the dishwasher and disappears inside of it. Now, you have to understand that the rat is not in the part of the dishwasher where the dishes go. The rat is in the innards of the dishwasher. There's this little panel at the bottom of it that you can take off, and there's a little space where he can sort of squeeze in, and what he's done is gone into the guts of the dishwasher, which is filled with wires and hoses and circuit boards and things like that. And my dad knows that he's trapped in there because he remembers when the dishwasher was put in, and he kind of knows that there's no place he can really go. So he thinks quickly and grabs some dish towels and stuffs them down in the crevice so that the rat can no longer escape the dishwasher. And then he kind of relaxes and lets the adrenaline sort of burn off a little bit and starts to go on to phase two of the plan. So he figures, all right, the BB gun is useless. He needs some more potent ordnance, but the shotgun and the rifle, that's not going to work. But then it occurs to him, and here's another little synchronicity with some earlier stories. He happens to own his great-grandfather's Colt revolver from the Civil War. And it sits in its wooden box with its purple velvet lining and all of its infrastructure. oil and tools and a little hand-carved container full of gunpowder, and it's perfect. And here's why. It's like it's I guess what you call a muzzle loader. You actually dump the gunpowder into the barrel of the gun, and then the whatever kind of, you know, projectiles go on top of that, and then some wadding, and you tamp it down with this metal rod. And the great thing about that is that you can be very precise in the amount of firepower you are bringing to bear. So, you know, this means that he can really sort of do some science before killing the rat. So what he does is he gets a bunch of stuff that he needs. He's got the gun. He gets a shotgun shell, which he cuts open to get the birdshot out of the shell. And he's got percussion caps. He gets a magic marker, duct tape. An old busted cardboard box, and last but not least, a glass of bourbon on the rocks, and he goes out onto the back deck. And so he loads three of the chambers of this antique pistol this way, with the tamping it all down, and what he does is sort of like Goldilocks. He does, you know, one little load, one medium-sized load, and then, you know, one fairly big load. And so, you know, then he draws a rat on three pieces of cardboard. And he takes the duct tape and he tapes them up to the clothesline on the back deck. And he gets, you know, about as far away as he thinks he'll be from the rat, and he tries out each of the three loads, you know. Blam, the first one, yeah, you know, the cardboard's not even really dented. And the middle one, just okay. But then the third one, blam, the cardboard's all torn to hell. And he thinks, that's the one I want. So now he's feeling pretty good. You know, the gun smoke is sort of drifting off the deck, and it's a beautiful morning, and he has a plan, and he's got the rat right where he wants him, sort of. And so he thinks, you know, I don't really have to do this right now, you know. So he decides to have some lunch, have another bourbon, put some records on, and just kind of chill for a little while until he's really ready to do this. Well, then the next thing he knows, the afternoon sort of sneaks up on him. And he remembers something, that we're coming home from school pretty soon. And then he also remembers, he'd completely forgotten about this, that he's supposed to take my sister and I to my grandmother's for the weekend. And he's supposed to meet my grandmother at a certain time. And that time is creeping up, and he's running out of time. And then he starts to worry about this, and at that moment, my sister and I get home. And this screws everything up, because now he's got to explain everything to us, and we're these little kids, and we're going, well, why is the rat in the dishwasher? Well, never mind that, you know, don't touch the gun. Wait, no, stay away from that. Okay, so then he's thinking, you know, this is all screwed up. All right, he thinks, well, maybe what he should do is just take us to our grandmother's, and he could leave a note for my mom. Hey, babe, you're not going to believe this, but there's a... No, he's just not going to do that. Okay, no, that's not a good idea. Then he remembers the cats. And remember, I said we had a lot of cats. We've got 20 cats, okay? We have a tribe of cats that we've had for generations, okay? And they live... They're sort of semi-feral, but they're kind of our pets, but they're kind of half-wild. They live all around the house. I don't know why we had this rat with all these cats, but we did. And so he thinks, you know, that this is a little bit of dereliction of duty going on here anyway with these cats. It's time to use the cats. And so he says, all right, kids, go get Movie for me. And Movie is the matriarch of the cat tribe, and she's this old calico. She's very seasoned. She's a great hunter. She'll swim across the creek to catch something, you know. So we're like, all right, we'll go get Movie. So we run out, and we try to find Movie, and we can't find Movie, and we come back with Scooter, who's a little tomcat that we love. And he's like, no, not Scooter. Go get Movie. Get Movie. Okay, so we come back with Movie. So we get Movie, and she's, you know, she doesn't know what's going on. And so he pulls off the panel from the dishwasher, and all right, go Movie. Do your, and I guess he had this fantasy that Movie's just going to go into killer cat mode and she's going to kill this rat. But of course, Movie is completely freaked out and she runs and hides under a bed and we have to go get her back. And so then he thinks, all right, how am I going to get this cat in the dishwasher? So he gets a piece of deer meat out of the refrigerator, you know, like what we called a Bambi burger, which is another story. So He gets a little of that, and he lets the cat sniff it. He gets the cat kind of interested in the deer meat, and then he sort of tosses it a little bit into the guts of the dishwasher. And the cat kind of inches in to sort of check it out, and then, you know, he pushes her in and closes up the panel. So now what we got is basically a cage match. You know, two animals go in the dishwasher, one animal comes out. And that cat is freaked out, and it's wailing, meow, meow, doesn't understand what is happening at all. And then you hear the cat notice the rat. You know, everything is meow, meow, meow. You know, and there's this, then you can just hear this, there's this sort of, they're circling each other inside the dishwasher. And they're hissing, and then the rat's tail kind of slips out of the crevice and it wiggles along the floor, you know, and oh my God, you know, and then the rat's tail disappears and the cat's tail comes out, you know, and they're circling each other. And we're watching, you know, and talking about it. And finally, it all just stops. And the cat's tail is kind of, the cat's tail is sticking out now. And it stops moving, and nothing happens for a long time. And it's a stalemate. Nothing's going to happen. And so we're really in danger of getting late for the meeting with the grandmother. And something has to happen. And so... Chekhov, the Russian playwright, not the officer from the Starship Enterprise, once said that you never bring a loaded pistol onto the stage unless someone is going to fire it before the final curtain. And so he decides he's going to have to use the gun. So he pulls the panel out, gets the freaked out cat out, and she runs outside. And he decides to shoot the rat. So he gets a flashlight, and he gets down, you know, on his belly, and he's pointing the flashlight, and he can see the rat, and he's got the pistol, and he's got it loaded with the one that he liked, which is not the one Goldilocks liked. It was the big one. And so he, you know, aims in there and pulls the trigger, and kerblam! It is the loudest noise I've ever heard. And there's this burst of flame that comes out of the pistol. and it's loud, not just, it's more than the gunpowder. It's the 30 little pieces of birdshot ricocheting through the dishwasher and hitting every single piece of metal inside the dishwasher. So the whole thing is just ringing. And the whole house fills up with smoke, and there's smoke coming out of the dishwasher, and it's coming out of the cabinets around the dishwasher and out of the drain of the kitchen sink. And my sister and I are going, oh my God, and we're running around the house, and we're coughing and gagging, and we had to open up all the windows, and it finally starts to clear up, and you know, he gets the flashlight and looks back down under there, and sure enough, he had killed the rat. But he'd also killed the dishwasher. And he left a note for my mom. He said, babe, I got some good news and I got some bad news. And that's the end of my story. Thank you.